My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank all of you for taking the time out of your Monday morning to tune in and hopefully walk away with some vital information for your good health. We need to learn as much as we can today, but we need to be able to disseminate the good information from the crazy misinformation, because Lord knows there's plenty of that out there as well. We have to remember that with this age of information around every corner and right at the tip of our fingertips, anytime we want it 24 hours a day, we have to be able to grab the information that gives us what we need to get healthy rather than just the information that we want to see, that we want to read because it sounds good or maybe even just easy. Sometimes there's work involved, and that might be the information that you have to be able to follow through with. Every day on the show, I bring you the relevant topics, the taxing products, the embarrassing situations, the frustrating things with our health, and the things that we need to be talking about because we need to talk about them. And sometimes people, you know, they just, you know, it's, you know, you're talking about something, I'm not comfortable with that, even though I need to be addressing it because I'm going through it. You know, everybody is going through something. And many people are going through a lot of the same things. So those are the things we'd like to talk about. We'd like to talk about the alternatives and the complements and, you know, and talk about amazing products in the industry from companies that have great integrity and quality, but also think about us, the consumer, first. And that's really important. So tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. It's the Staying Healthy radio show. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded daily, and their podcast on my webpage, and they're archived there for you to be able to download them when it's convenient for you. Just go to drjeffreyburke.com, click on the archive icon, and download the show or shows that you want to hear from the beginning. Maybe you missed them or you want to hear them again, or maybe you're sending somebody there to hear something you heard so they could actually get information as well. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they've had a great presence in this industry, in this city, for a very long time and have earned the respect of the people that shop there all the time for their amazing staff, their incredible knowledge, their wide selection of only the high quality products, the best of the best in every category, a fully packed store with great prices and awesome products every day and always in a full service environment. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, enter your email address, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and start getting newsletters, coupons, information in the know, and stay connected to the store. And make sure that you read all those industry articles because the information is awesome at their webpage. And of course, stay connected to the store by giving them a thumbs up on their Facebook page every single day. Oh, well, today we're going to be talking with my buddy Bruce Topping. And Bruce is going to be here talking about the product line from Garden of Life. And Bruce is with us. It's such a blessing. He's here with us twice a month. We always talk about what's new and just have a great conversation. If you're tuning in for the first time, a little background on my friend and my guest. Bruce has been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He's a consummate student of natural medicine in all of its forms, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is a highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life and is Garden of Life's probiotics and enzymes expert. I say he's the expert on the entire line, and which he is. He's currently authoring a book on digestive health. He is also a popular guest on several radio shows, but we get him twice a month. So sit back, tune in, enjoy the conversation. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me today.
My pleasure. Welcome back. How's everything?
Oh, it's going great. I've been doing lecture circuits on obesity research and keto, and it has been fascinating. I mean, just some of what a lot of what we talk about in the mainstream medical world around how to lose weight and kind of what's going on with the effectiveness and the outcomes, it has been eye-opening for me. So I've been doing a lot of reading.
You know, every time we think we get comfortable with a field of knowledge, you realize how we don't. You know, because something changes again. And so when people say it's a perpetual process, they couldn't be more true.
Yeah. And I like forgive people for when they want to throw their hands up and sort of get a fatalistic attitude, because it seems that nutritional science can never weigh in on anything without like the renegades, right? Like every diet book is sort of the theme of everything you know is wrong. And there's sometimes that's actually true, that we've all kind of gotten into a comfortable, maybe psychologically rewarding kind of a narrative that turns out to be wrong. You know, and I would say the whole eat less, move more, you know, the idea that it's really gluttony and sloth and that it's always personal failing, you know, personal responsibility. I'm really learning that our diets are a huge social construct, right? And I think when people start shopping at Stay Healthy, when they surround themselves with people that are motivated, it really has a huge impact. I think that when we try to be the lone wolf and go out there and deny all the signals of our culture, you know, we're just inundated with professionally crafted food that's subsidized and, you know, made to be cheaper for more accessible. It's no wonder. I mean, just to give you the tip of the iceberg, I was reading about like the rates of obesity, and the gist of it is that since 1980, we've had a doubling of obesity, right? A doubling of obesity in, 73 countries. 73 countries since 1980 mm-hmm. have doubled their obesity rate. Over 100 others have seen it go up. And in all that time, right, like almost 40 years, not one nation on earth has actually reduced its obesity rate nationally, not a single one. So obviously what we think we're doing in terms of obesity trials, it ain't working. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been, yeah, it's back to what you're saying. A lot of what we know is wrong, and we need to change our strategies.
Well, I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because I had a question from somebody that said they've been using your Raw Fit for a long time, and then they saw the Keto Fit, and they were wondering if they need to move over to that. They had a lot of weight to lose. They're still losing. They're doing really well. If they're doing well with the Raw Fit, do they need to go to the Keto Fit?
No. You know, here's the thing. It's like there really are different types of metabolisms out there. I think that's one of the take-home lessons of the last 50 years of obesity trials, is that there isn't one diet, right? We can't just get everybody on a low-fat, high-carb, high-fiber diet, which is kind of what, you know, Raw Fit is. It's really a prototypical meal replacer that we made a long time ago that still succeeds. I mean, I still meet a lot of people who have successfully lost weight and have managed to keep it off, and have done a lot of good for their blood sugar, not just their waistline. I mean, we're really mm-hmm. talking about all kinds of features of metabolic health. So Raw Fit still has a place, and if somebody's doing really well on that, and their blood sugar is really stable, and they're beating back hunger, and they're preventing cravings, well, that's exactly what we designed that for. That's really the target person. However, there are definitely people out there who will plateau and will fail to lose weight on that type of regimen. And I really do recommend that as long as their liver is healthy and they're not in a major hypothyroid state, then they should try the ketogenic diet, right? I mean, the keto diets are turning out to be, I think, one of the most incredible tools we've got out there. I mean, in essence, Jeff, I think about it this way, that we've had like a century of excess, right? We've had a lot of food excess of more calories and more sugar and more types of fat and more cooking utensils. We're just better at eating and better at eating more calories. But I think now in the modern world with all this ketogenic and certainly our products, we're looking at ways of going in the other direction, of using intermittent fasting, of activating lipolysis and shuttling your fat into fuel, and looking, taking a hard look at all the research and trying to figure out better strategies. And so, yeah, if you look at, you know, keto fit, it is mostly fat. We're talking, you know, 75% fat, whereas, you know, raw fit is like 10% fat.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very different, and I'll say that, yes, if you're doing really well on raw fit, you do not need to change. However, if you're stalling, if you're not getting anywhere, if you've plateaued and you're wondering why, I think that a lot of the evidence is now pointing to our brain and looking at the hypothalamus and trying to improve leptin receptors, and I think keto diets can be amazing for that. So I think they definitely apply to different people.
You know, somebody just chimed in. They said they started using the keto products. They're using Keto Fit and Keto Meal, but their hard thing is They said the hard thing is deciding what food to eat with it because there's too many opinions.
I know. You know, my heart goes out to this question. Like that is really something that I think a lot of people struggle with, is that you get out there and it's like a world of different gurus and different experts. And, you know, sometimes they're not always consistent with each other. They're not always recommending the same things. I think that there are a lot of like variations on the ketogenic diet. You know, for example, I'm a big fan of doing carb cycling. It's not something I think I've ever talked about on the show, Jeff, but some people call this cyclical keto. Like they're cycling in and out of ketogenic diets. Usually this looks like eating low carb all week long. You know, you're staying under, you know, depending on your size and your macros, you might stay under 40 grams or 30 grams of carbs a day, which is very low. And then that one day of the week, you might do 40, 50 or 150 grams. You know, you might do a much higher kind of carb day where you're even hitting 200 grams a day. I think that can work for people. And my point in saying this is that we shouldn't be so rigid. We shouldn't just read one book and say, okay, well, that's it. This is definitely going to be the right plan for me. Because even within keto, there's some variation in terms of how many grams of protein, the timing of it, whether you should use intermittent fasting. I think this does play into blood sugar stuff. You know, a lot of people have adrenal exhaustion. They might want to try some adrenal supporting herbs like our Daily Balance adrenal blend. They may want to look at their gut. If they're having gut problems, you know, we can kind of tinker with the regimen. We can kind of tailor it to them. If they're having, you know, fatigue in the morning, maybe try that adrenal stuff. If they're having their gut, you know, really not respond well to the change in their diet, maybe add in more prebiotics and probiotics. So there's a million ways to, well, not a million. There's a bunch of different ways to do the ketogenic diet. And so I think rather than get hung up on these super fine particular details, we should just be looking at trying to improve the quality of food, making sure we're getting enough plant foods. I think that's one of the bad parts out there, is that people want to live on like pork rinds and whipping cream, and they may actually lose weight on that. They may actually feel ironically like good on that type of regimen for a while. But I think that over time, if we don't get plant foods in our diet, it's going to really hurt our bodies long term. And so I'll say that. There's a lot of different opinions. Check out our keto guide. I think we do a good job of consulting experts. Mm-hmm. We have recipes and a shopping guide and kind of a lot out there. I also like Mark Sisson, you know, Mark's Daily Apple, that blogger. I think he has a lot of good recipes on his website, and it's all free. So I'd recommend Mark's Daily Apple blog. I'd definitely recommend the Stay Healthy website. I see a lot of great recipes and links there. And I'd check out our keto food guide. But beyond that, I would also offer not to be so rigid, that as long as you're staying close to these macro targets, you may even want to look at cyclical, you know, carb cycling, where you're doing one day a week of like over 150 grams a day. That may actually change the kind of carb cravings you're having. It may change thyroid signal based on insulin values. There's so much that we can tinker with here. I don't want to say it's like, there's only one way to do keto, and you have to do it this way. That's just not the way it works.
All right. There was something else I wanted to talk about. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about magnesium, and you know, it was just one of those conversations where she said, you know, she's used magnesium capsules and she said they've never really worked well with her. And I was talking to her about your whole food magnesium. Why do you think this just, I know it's powder, obviously, why do you think this magnesium is just so much more effective for somebody and maybe quicker, maybe faster acting? Because, I mean, I've seen people curled up with their toes curled that have used this at an event. And, I mean, within 15 to 20 minutes, I mean, those toes are uncurling and the cramp is gone. And obviously with tablets and capsules, in that situation, maintenance kind of stuff, it's going to take a lot longer. But this is fast.
Yeah, I think you're hitting on a couple of points. One is the dosage, right? A lot of capsule products, especially depending on what compound of magnesium they're using, you know, it's like the deal is that we sort of have a solubility range. There's the really dense kind of rock forms, which are not very soluble, right? If we just go out there and eat rocks, I mean, there's definitely measurable magnesium in the rocks. It's just not at all soluble. Where our enzymes and our acids from our digestive tract are not going to be able to freely liberate and digest and absorb those types of minerals that are found in rock, right? And that's kind of the way, and I mean, it's not quite exactly parallel, but that's a little bit of the way we can think about a lot of the minerals that are found in, like, drugstore calciums and drugstore magnesium formulas. They're made out of compounds which are really cheap to make in general. And I'll say this on your show, Jeff. This is in general, not just magnesium. We should mention even calcium, selenium, zinc, chromium, you know, all the minerals, whatever you're going to take. I would avoid sulfates. I would avoid carbonates, and I would avoid oxides. And again, that's true for pretty much all the minerals, whether you're taking a calcium oxide or a calcium sulfate or a calcium. You know, there's just a bunch of really junky, very insoluble forms, and they don't get well digested. In fact, they tend to be kind of hard on your gut. In the case of magnesium oxide or magnesium sulfate, it goes right through you, right? It all goes to your bowel and it draws water and you actually move your bowels, but you don't absorb the magnesium. So at Garden of Life, one, we wanted a really absorbable form. We wanted chelate forms. Chelates are what you eat in food. Chelate means it's bound to protein, not some acids that we make in the lab. That's a major difference. And so I'll say a lot of the capsules that are out there that this person wrote in saying they didn't work, it's very likely it was an oxide. Or even a carbonate form. These are cheap, and they're probably attractive on the price when you're buying the product, but it's not going to be very absorbable. At Garden of Life, we actually chelate onto brown rice. So we get all these amino acids from brown rice, and we bind the mineral, magnesium, to it. And this makes it get a lot better absorbed. And the fact that it's powder means we can get a bigger dose, because if we put the same thing in a capsule that we make, it would take like 5 or 6 capsules a day to get one serving. And most people aren't going to take 5 or 6 capsules a day. So we actually make it in a nice fizz drink. We have 2 flavors, of course, you know, orange or a raspberry lemon. And both of these taste really good. They're nice and fizzy. You drink it and you get a lot of chelated forms of magnesium. And I think of all the powdered ones that are on the market, you know, there's some other ones out there that definitely work for people and are well known, but I don't see any that use chelates the way we are. I think we have kind of a unique position at Garden of Life where we've worked with experts in the field to make a special chelate that has about 16 or 18 different amino acids instead of just one. You know, usually it's just a single amino acid, like they're binding it to glycine for a glycinate, which isn't bad. I mean, I think glycinate forms are good. It just takes, you know, 6 or 8 capsules to get a real big dose out of it. And that's what we're doing. And again, I want to recommend magnesium for all the people on keto. I know I'm talking about weight loss stuff today, and I just see a lot of people like you're talking about where they're getting muscle cramps, where their toes are, you know, curled in, or their calf muscles look like a rock, or they're waking up in the middle of the night with really painful leg cramps. Or some people get them in the middle of the day, Jeff. It's interesting where I see people like with like arm twitches like involuntarily as they're sitting at their desk or something. Mm-hmm. This to me has magnesium deficiency written all over it. And it can even help your heart. I mean, I think people don't realize that, you know, they forget the heart is a muscle, and regulating that contraction, of course, is a really big deal. So I'm a big fan of our magnesium. It is a whole food form. We bind it to all these amino acids, and that's our special sauce. I've never seen one like it on the market. And I love how fast it works for people that are dealing with these things. I've seen it work for headaches really well, just people who are doing keto and running into muscle tightness, or just general cramping. It's a great one, and I recommend it every night.
I was flying back from Colorado, and somebody up in first class, I mean, I just happened to be just kind of looking straight ahead. Everybody was watching movies and stuff, and I saw this guy in first class jump up in the aisle and start doing the muscle cramp dance. Mm-hmm. And he walked all the way back and all the way back again, and he was walking down, and I said, muscle cramp? He goes, oh, my God. And all I wanted to do was just have some magnesium with me to mix it up and say, drink this. I didn't. But somebody had a couple electrolyte packets with them in their purse, so they gave it to him in a water, and he drank it. He walked back and forth for like a half hour. I haven't seen anybody jump up that fast in a long time.
Like alarming when you're on the plane, right? But boy, that stuff is painful. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have never experienced them. It feels like your leg is, or your arm or something, is just tightening beyond the range. It's like your muscles in a vise or something. It's crazy feeling.
Somebody asked about your collagen. They said they started using the collagen peptides. They're throwing it in their protein shake in the morning. Wanted to know if that was okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, collagen is a protein, so you're adding on to the amino acids of whatever's there. I mean, the special thing that everyone's so into with collagen is there's three amino acids that get all the talk, right? There's three amino acids that are really useful to our body and have been written about extensively. Those three are proline, glycine, and especially hydroxyproline. These are generally not essential amino acids, but they are really versatile, and they're in high demand in our body. And so a lot of people take collagen for hair, skin, and nails, but also joint health and gut health. Those are the main areas. But as far as adding it to your protein, I mean, it's kind of a different thing. Like, most of our proteins are kind of full, complete, you know, every amino acid, whereas collagen is actually, I mean, if you're just using it alone, it is not a complete protein. This may sound surprising to people. It's actually, you know, collagen's wonderful, but if you're using this for somebody who's like out in the jungle or on a deserted island and they're starving, this would be like the worst choice. It is not a complete protein. Collagen has, again, a lot of those special amino acids, and those special amino acids, especially hydroxyproline, those amino acids are super good for healing tissues and connective tissue all over our body. But if you're using it as like the staple of protein in your daily diet, then you're lost. You're going to be really deficient in protein. And obviously, that's not what this person is doing. They're adding it to one of our very complete proteins. I've seen some experts actually say that we shouldn't even count the amino acids from collagen in terms of our daily protein count, because it's not the same as getting a complete protein from like animals or grains or legumes. Those proteins go to all these other demands in our body, whereas the ones that are found in collagen, again, those special amino acids, those are more like connective tissue building mm-hmm. proteins. And so, yeah, I think in general, it is a great idea to add this onto other proteins. And I caution people from using it as their sole source of protein powder. I think there are times when that's useful if you're maybe doing a lot of other protein sources from your diet and you don't need a complete protein. But if you're a vegan or vegetarian, or you're doing meal replacers where you're actually displacing other sources of protein out of your diet, then I really recommend complete protein sources. And collagen ain't one of them. So I actually think that what this person's writing in is perfect. They're adding it to a complete protein, and that's really right on. I think they're going to get a lot of benefits for their hair and skin. A lot of people take it for their gut, or they take it for their joints, and they start noticing their, you know, hair and skin and nails are looking more lustrous or coming in more full or stronger, and they weren't even taking it for that reason. So there's a lot of side benefits to collagen. I love the supplement.
You know, somebody else just asked real quick. They said, if I've been using, I use the peptides, but I'm thinking that maybe the turmeric might be better because I have a lot of, you know, joint problems, and I'm running a lot. Could I use both or just one or the other?
Oh, gosh. We actually make a combination, of course. I love this question. So, you know, you can take them together. Certainly a lot of people do. And when we sat down and formulated, we worked with experts in the field to look at what would be a great formula for somebody who is in athletic performance or somebody who is dealing with joint pain. And collagen and turmeric are two of the top things that are recommended. So we do make a collagen turmeric. This is actually where we put a huge dose of our collagen peptides together with organic turmeric extract. So you're going to get, you know, a big dose here. We're talking 10 grams of a multi-typed collagen, which I should talk about the whole typing stuff. There's a lot of controversy there if we get time today. But yeah, 10 grams, you know, 10,000 milligrams of actual collagen peptides, and then 500 milligrams of turmeric extract. And at Garden of Life, we're one of the few brands out there that uses organic turmeric. I see so many companies that use conventional turmeric, and that may be fine. You know, it depends on where they're buying it. But gosh, we see a lot of people who are buying what I consider to be inferior turmeric that have been through solvent extracts, been through a lot of chemical processes. And for, at Garden of Life, once again, whether it's MCT oil or protein powders or multivitamins or greens, we're going to try to strive to make organic raw materials every step of the way. And when you look at our organic turmeric extract, of course, it's standardized up to 95%. We even used organic black pepper extract to help you absorb it. You know, turmeric's not well absorbed, everybody knows. And so you have to have something to help that stuff get absorbed. We use the traditional way, you know, kind of like how traditional Ayurvedic practitioners in India would make like a shalanprash, like a traditional type of mix where they would use different herbs, maybe jellies or butter and ghee and ginger, and make kind of a spicy kind of drink or sometimes a paste that would be applied or eaten. And that's what we're doing. We want to go back to the drawing board and use organic herbs that have a really good supply chain, good visibility of how they're grown and how they're processed without harsh banned chemicals, and then also supply collagen peptides. So their answer, can you take them together? Well, yes, you can and you should. And I recommend our combination where we put those front and center. And we used the best sources we could, you know, European collagen sourcing with no GMOs and organic turmeric. We even give 50% of the proceeds back to the Tamil region growers where this turmeric root is grown. Once again, Garden of Life is on top of this, and we've really vetted our sourcing very carefully.
We've got more questions, but we're going to go ahead and take a quick break first. My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Remember, Garden Life products that stay healthy 25 to 35% off every single day. And of course, always ask and see if there's any coupons available as well. Stay Healthy Health Food Store has the full line of this amazing high integrity line. Garden of Life every day at Stay Healthy. We'll be right back with Bruce Topping. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients. Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics' environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food-created nutrients, and typically, they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means vitamin code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit, and we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, vitamin code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Go in and check out the full line of Garden of Life, priced at 25 to 35% off every single day, and make sure to see if they have any coupons available as well. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Today, we're talking with Bruce Topping, and we're talking about the line of products, answering some of your questions that have come in. This one came in a while back, and I think we missed it the last time we were here. And I'm not really sure, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I think it's really important to mention it because a lot of people do remember the Wobenzyme days and using it. And we kind of got away from systemic enzymes. Maybe a little bit of information on Wobenzyme. That's what they were asking for.
Wobenzyme is basically our big gun, you know, kind of tool for reducing pain and swelling, improving range of motion, helping with scar tissue, and helping balance our immune system signals, what they call cytokines. And all of this is done from one simple action. Basically, Wobenzyme is a bunch of protease enzymes. We're talking chemical scissors that chop up proteins in a very special way, and a very precise architecture in terms of which proteins are broken down. So there's a bunch of research on this. This is actually one of the most studied formulas I've ever seen in my career. This dates back to the 1950s. There were two doctors, Dr. Wolf and Benitez, who made an enzyme, became the Wolf-Benitez enzyme, which became Wobenzyme over the years. This became a household name in Europe. This is in the top 10 best-selling over-the-counter drugs. You know, in fact, in some countries, it outsells Advil, right? So what it does is it activates trash trucks. It activates the junk-hauling proteins in our blood that are already occurring naturally. It's not new. This isn't fundamentally adding anything new to our body. It's just kind of accelerating and activating all the junk-hauling trash garbage collectors, these plasma proteins. So you're getting all your junk haulers going, and this has a lot of effects in terms of removing cellular debris, in terms of improving circulation, of getting blood and oxygen into a lot of binding sites that may have been flooded with inflammatory stuff, your own scaffolding and your own white blood cells and scar tissue and so on. So there's a lot of benefits to this. I recommend people take it, you know, usually 6 to 12 are the studied amounts, 6 to 12 tabs per day. They're very small. When I say 6, that sounds like a lot, but they're actually, like, much smaller than M&Ms. If you've ever seen those little M&M candies, these are tiny. They are made from animal glands, both porcine and bovine, and they are kind of a blood thinner. So if you're on blood thinners, you can't take it. If you're a vegan, you might not want to take it. Due to some of the religious or ethical concerns. But these are animals that are harvested for more than just their glands, and they are from Argentina. It's all grass-fed and pasture-raised. The sourcing is great, and the research is great, and it's really one of the big guns. I recommend combining Wobenzyme with other things. You can combine it with herbs like turmeric. You can combine it with collagen. The only key is you have to take it on an empty stomach, and you cannot take it alongside other blood thinners, but it is incredible for a range of motion, pain, swelling. I've seen a lot of people remark on how old scarring and range of motion was improved, even after, 10 years of, post-surgery or something. So it is one of the reasons I work for Garden of Life. I actually have to throw it out there. I've loved that product since I was a kid working in my mom's health food store. It's one of the big guns. So I love that stuff. Wobenzym's great.
Another one just came in a little bit ago, and she was talking about the memory and focus. She said she has her herself and her husband on the 40-plus memory and focus, and her mother came down, and she's in an adult care facility and doing well, but her mother can't swallow, so she started pounding down the tablets and putting them into her yogurt every morning, and her mother loves it. She says in a month it's made such a dramatic difference that her mother has talked to other people there who are now looking into getting it for their parents as well. I just wonder what kind of results you're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, Jeff, it's all over the map. I think this is due to the fact that the way neurodegeneration happens, the way these problems develop in our brains, is not a one-size-fits-all thing, right? I mean, different people have different stuff going on. For a lot of people, I think there's actually infections that are involved. I think we're learning in science about how people who develop plaque in their brain, what they call amyloid plaque, quite famously, that stuff is turning out to be kind of an antimicrobial peptide. In other words, it's like a defense. It's like your brain is making defensive proteins that are themselves designed or built to defend against infections. And so that's different than people who have like blood sugar abnormalities where they're just wearing down the transport of glucose through the brain. That's kind of a different set of problems. And that's just two. I think there are lots of other things going on. So the question is, what are we hearing out there? What are we seeing with our nootropics?
Yeah.
And we're hearing stuff like this. We're hearing amazing testimonials of people within a month or two seeing functional changes in their faculties, whether it's things like you're talking about where they're just kind of dealing with loved ones and they're having more connection, more bonding that seems a lot more of their cognitive processes are working better, which makes the visits go better for their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
We hear a lot of that. We also see actual clinicians and doctors talking about this stuff. There's a lot of talk in general about botanical therapies and how they may offer a lot of hope, even when pharmaceuticals aren't always doing the best job. I mean, we're seeing that. I think a lot of pharmaceuticals that we're selling out there, they're trying their best, but they're not getting a lot done. I mean, they're not that effective often. I mean, it depends on which one we're talking about. But when we talked to our neurologist, Dr. Perlmutter, the man who helped us formulate these, that's what he was really wanting. We wanted other options, other alternatives that we could add in or use them sometimes even in lieu of pharmaceutical drugs or surgeries. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here is work on the brain, work on building up growth factors, work on trying to improve neurogenesis. And this is not meant to displace drugs or surgery. I want to be careful there. But it's meant to kind of offer hope. And I'm seeing very mixed results. I think some people don't get results in a month, and other people it takes 3 months. Some of the trials on this stuff, they saw improvements in learning markers and standardized tests, and sometimes that took, 2 or 3 months to achieve. Other times I hear what you're talking about, where it's like within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we're seeing kind of anecdotal changes. So it's all over the place, and I'll say that different people have different pathologies and different things happening to their brain. But we hear phenomenal results in general. I mean, when it works, it can really work and be almost life-changing. I mean, having our brain function is super important.
Jeff, ask Bruce if he is an advocate of coconut oil. We use it both on our body and inside our smoothies, and we cook with it in some things as well, and we love it, but just wonder what he thought.
Yeah, I think maybe this concern, the reason they're writing in is that the American Medical Association came out with kind of a bad news on coconut oil. That was like a year ago, right,
mm-hmm.
Jeff?
Yeah, about a year ago.
And it seems like there's still some question marks about coconut oil out there. For me, I think coconut oil is really excellent for your health. provided you tolerate it well. I mean, that's kind of a tautology, right? Of course, if you don't tolerate any food, you shouldn't be eating it.
Well, of course.
And there are people who don't tolerate coconut that are allergic to it or just have issues, digestive issues from it. So I would never say about any food, it's appropriate for every human and every scenario. There's no, you know, of course not. But in general, the vilification, the idea that coconut oil is the big bad wolf and it's going to clog our arteries and contribute to heart disease, that is a really, to me, a tired old myth. You know, just, it's been beaten into the dirt so many times, it's like a zombie myth. You know, it just won't die. And the truth is that coconut oil is really rich, I mean, uniquely rich in these special fatty acids that everyone calls MCTs. Of course, we even sell purified MCTs that are made from coconut. But coconut oil is like 40 to 60% MCT just in its natural state, even before you concentrate those particular fats. Coconut's just unique out there. And MCTs, those types of fats, they are different than the types of fats that are found in butter or chicken or other saturated fats. This stuff is really good for energy. Coconut oil is really good for the thyroid gland. There's a lot of talk about how it actually helps with the adrenal glands. It's a great antifungal and antimicrobial agent for colon cleansing. There's even a lot of products made from coconut, such as caprylic acid or lauric acid. You get those straight up in coconut oil. The whole concern that it's going to clog your arteries, that idea has been tested. And in fact, when you look in history, coconut oil was one of the most consumed oils by humans. And you can look back in anthropological records. I mean, palm and coconut were probably the most widely consumed type of fat in our species for a long, long time. And we just didn't have the level of heart disease that we have today in those cultures. And what we're learning about heart disease, when you really want to look at what causes plaque and, you know, atherosclerosis, I believe the evidence is clear that it's a cycle of injury and re-injury. It's an inflammatory process. Once again, it's our immune system that's hugely involved. And the amount of fat you eat doesn't really play into it that much. This is an old, like 70-year-old myth. And so coconut oil is great. I would keep eating it as long as you tolerate it well and you're not eating, you know, a bathtub full every day or something. There is, you know, obviously portion control is important even with the healthiest foods on earth. But I'll say that, yeah, this is a great for you food. It's actually beneficial for a lot of parts of your body. It's very easy to digest, and it's very good for energy production and weight loss. So yeah, keep at it, and join us all, and keep eating coconut oil.
All righty. I had another question here that looked really, really good. Oh, here it is. It says that I've been using the turmeric from Garden of Life, and I doubled the formula because I'm really active. I'm on my feet 10 hours a day, plus I run, plus I exercise. And when I doubled it, it worked really well. My friend said I shouldn't be taking that much, but that's what works for me. Should I listen to my body?
Okay, so this is so funny, Jeff. As I was listening, I started smiling because I'm exactly, it's like I wrote you this.
So funny. I love it.
So I've been taking turmeric, and I'm a guy who walks a lot. I'm in the airports a lot. I've recently started up a big exercise regimen. It's going great, but I'm like really sore all the time. Like I'm alternating legs and arms, and it's been brutal. And I sit a lot, right? I'm in the plane, just like you. And so I was taking turmeric, and it was helping a little bit. I could definitely tell, but it wasn't like life changing. It wasn't like I wanted to get up and do a handspring out my front door. And now I'm doing like our extra strength, and I'm taking two of them. I've tripled the amount of turmeric that I'm actually ingesting every day. And it has made a huge difference, Jeff. It is like I would never go back to the single tablet every day. So I would say yes. I think you can absolutely take higher dosages of turmeric. I've actually looked into the kind of toxicology literature. I've done some talking to experts and herbalists. There is some thought that it's a cooling herb and could enhance yin too much and maybe imbalancing for some people that have like an over yin or damp, cool constitution, if you're kind of looking at it in the Chinese way. I'm not a Chinese practitioner, Jeff, and I that's not something I'm an expert in, and I sort of just tinker and look at all the evidence and the kind of published science. There are dosages going way high, and it seems to be well tolerated most of the time. there's some concern about affecting your blood stickiness in terms of clot time, what they call INR ratio. So if you're taking mega doses, like, you know, 10 tabs a day or something, it's possible that it will affect your blood clot time, especially if you're on a blood thinning drug. So know that and test that before you get started on really high dosages. I don't have any problem digesting it, but I've had a few case reports and internet forums report that some people get diarrhea when they get up to the 4 or 5 tablets a day.
Uh-huh.
But I just got to say, for me, it has been a godsend. It has really helped with muscle soreness and recovery. I feel like I'm like ready to go back to the gym and ready to start stretching and doing more working out like a day earlier every week or every cycle just from taking turmeric. So I would say yes, green light on this one. As long as you tolerate it well and you're not on a blood thinner, it seems like the high end of the dose is way up there for turmeric.
You know, I think I agree as well. And I think we have to remember, like you said, we don't all fit in the same box. We need to throw that box away because everybody's trying to fit in it and everybody's different. They all come from different lifestyles, different foods, different habits, different vices, different genetics. I mean, people that were bad to themselves for 50 years and now they're getting good to themselves and taking care. I mean, they've done some damage, so their dosage is going to be different. I like the flexibility, though. I think that's great.
Yeah. I like that too. You know, we have to appreciate the biochemical individuality. I'm 6'5". You know, I'm about 220. There's guys out there, women out there that are, you know, I met a woman the other day that was 98 pounds. You know, uh-huh. She was like 30 something years old. So obviously the dosage schedule for she and I might be quite a bit different.
You know, this is an interesting thing as well. I know we don't have a lot of time, but he says, I've been using the MyKind Multi like you do, Jeff, and I know the dosage is 2, but most of the time I take 3 only because my job and my traveling and my exposure to people and my immune system, but I take 3 a day. And during the holidays, I was taking 2 at my first meal and 2 at the last meal because I need it and I just don't get sick. Would you ask Bruce if that's ever a problem?
Yeah, I think a lot of people do better when mm-hmm. they actually take more of their multivitamin in terms of getting a bigger support of B vitamins and minerals.
Agreed.
The only concern I would ever have would be for the women's blend, you know, the one that has iron, right? There are people out there who store up iron pretty well, and this is probably not a concern for, you know, if you're taking the women's 40-plus or the men's of any age, you're fine. This is not going to apply to you. But if you're a young woman and you're doing this type of regimen where you're doing 2 a day and then you're taking an additional 2 a day, like you're doubling the dose, then you're getting 36 milligrams of iron, which is a pretty good shot of iron. And we're using a curry leaf extract for our iron. It's not like iron filings, you know, the laboratory forms, sulfates and, you know, oxides and all the junky forms of minerals. But that being said, even an organic curry leaf extract could irritate your gut or give you too much iron. So I would say that for men, I think that's great. I think you can definitely double it. And for women 40 plus, you can easily double it. And for women that have anemia, it might be useful for them to double it in that particular setting. But for women that are young and are taking the iron-containing formula and don't have anemia, I might be concerned about getting too much iron for them. So they might want to even try the men's blend. I know that sounds weird to have a woman be recommended the men's blend, but the men's blend is not going to give her deepening voice or facial hair. It's not a hormone thing. It's really just a set of nutrients that supports some of the male areas of research, but it's also an iron-free blend. So if they're going to go real high dose, maybe just buy the men's blend for the whole family and, you know, your wife or girlfriend can take double that dose. But if you're just going to take the standardized dose, I do recommend the women's blend for women in general. It's just for those doubling, people who want to double it or triple it. That's where I don't want people to take super high doses of iron. That's my only caveat there.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And the reason I said it was because it was a gentleman that was writing in.
Yeah, right.
So anything else you want to say before we go? This time went so fast today.
It always goes fast, Jeff. I just want to tag on to that last little message there about vitamins. I mean, some people may have heard there's been some pretty negative press about vitamins. It seems like every 2 to 5 years, there's another huge report that lambasts vitamins and calls them to the floor and says they're no good. And usually in these studies, they point out that eating food was good. You know, they're saying, well, eating broccoli and getting your folate and your thiamine and your calcium and your B12, you know, getting all these vitamins and minerals from food appeared to be very protective and very good for long-term health. You see that all the time. Then when we do studies on the vitamins, where we're replicating and trying to get the same benefits from powdered forms, isolating them, we don't see the benefits. And once again, that has happened. And I want to relate it to the MyKind vitamins, because I believe that what we're seeing with MyKind is a revolution where we're finally giving nutrients the way they exist in food, meaning not in isolation, not just a pile of one molecule, and also not in mega dosages, not flooding into your bloodstream. I think we've had 50 or 80 years now of sort of a pharmacological approach where we've flooded our bloodstreams full of isolated molecules in an attempt to sort of replicate what food and nutrition actually has, what it actually does. Right. And I think we're slowly learning the error of our ways, and I just want to put a plug in for Vitamin Code and MyKind as really state-of-the-art vitamins that don't use isolation. We don't isolate any one molecules. And furthermore, we don't flood them into your bloodstreams at dosages which have never existed in human history. And I think, unfortunately, that's what I've just described. What we're not doing is actually the routine. If you go to the drugstore and you buy a vitamin, it will be isolated molecules that will flood into your bloodstream at dosages that are far beyond what any human could have ever eaten, you know, 100 years ago or something. So let's go with food nutrients. Let's get them non-isolated, and let's deliver them at dosages which could actually exist in our bloodstreams throughout our evolutionary past of our ancestors. That's what we do at Garden of Life.
Bruce, you have a wonderful day. Once again, thanks for being here, my friend.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Be well. My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Bruce is with us twice a month. So always thank him for being here, talking about this awesome line. Of course, you can check out the full line at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, where they run it at 25 to 35% discount every day. Don't forget, make sure you ask to see if they have any coupons in stock as well. Stay Healthy, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address. Start getting newsletters and coupons and in the know and all that really good information that'll go right to your email address for becoming part of their wonderful webpage. And as well, while you're there, read the industry articles on the homepage. These are rotated and change frequently, so try to visit the site, you know, on a regular basis so you can, you know, spend 5-10 minutes, read the articles, and be that much more ahead of the game with your nutritional knowledge. Today it is about information and education, and we want to make sure that we're getting as much of the good stuff as we possibly can, because you know what? It's ever-changing. We talked about that early in the show. You know, that every time you think you got a handle on all the information, a new study will come out and kind of take you a little to the left, a little to the right, or just say, you know, adjustments need to be made. And if you're on top of it, and you're on your game, and you're listening, and you're bringing your questions to people that have the knowledge, like the folks at Stay Healthy, you're going to be on top of this. And you're going to be making the right decisions. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune into the show today. It's a Monday morning. Let's make it a good week. Do something great for yourself every single day, you know, and don't think of Monday as a negative thing. Just think of day one, you know, of another week. You know, we need to appreciate every single day because we're still here. So we need to make sure that we appreciate every single day of the week. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage every day, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the shows when it's convenient for you. I hope you learned something good today. Remember, check out all the products from Garden of Life. Everyone at Stay Healthy can answer any of your questions every day. So have a good day, a good week. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For Your Convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.